So I am here to defend myself. Today is one of the items on the agenda that was pushed through when this body convened this evening. But apparently this is not the time to do that, so I am hoping that that time will come, and soon, because obviously the GM was there. But my questions to you are, number one, you were asked a very simple question. How many of the people being represented throughout the programming, and I would not say selectively, of the new changes, I am always thinking of the big map. When, if you do not have that answer readily available, that means that we are in violation. When we have a larger proportion of the programming on KPFK that is pre-recorded, we are in violation. When we have less and less voices of diversity politically, socially, and gender, then we are in violation. I am a socialist and there is no socialism being heard. Everything is controlled by who? The Democratic Party. So this station stands in violation, right? And that's what never gets addressed. And nobody here talks about that, one side or the other. And you don't seem to understand that. You just go, okay. And time just passes on.
Time.
Am I fine?
I just want to go back a little bit to this discussion on the Arbitrums. You know, the Arbitrums are a little bit like taking the poll. Besides being a waste of money, which the station doesn't have, you take the poll and you think, you know, like in Venezuela, it was like a 10%, you know, Maduro was supposed to win like 10% more of the vote, and it turned out that the polls were wrong. So why are you wasting money on Arbitron?
Polls tell you whether you're alive or dead.
That's number one. Number two, the programming rearrangement, so-called, is horrible. It was bad enough, and it seems like it's just getting worse and worse. I don't even listen to the station as much anymore because my favorite programs are when I'm out and when other people are working. And I don't have a computer to listen to the Lawyers Guild or Dion's program. And I'm out running around and other people are working. So it's like you're targeting drive time or you're targeting the evening hours for the limousine liberals. We gotta change that. We gotta get our station back.
On the matter of the Arbitron and the town hall and the report to the listener, I think at a minimum it'd be good to have a follow-up on all these reports to the board and to the listeners. That is, was anything significant said or questions asked, which would require follow-up and answers. And so to make have some utility out of the Arbitron and the town halls and the board of the listener. So it isn't simple, and may I say, at least comment at the board meeting. Otherwise, we're just venting. Not just me, but others, just venting, and thank you very much, and goodbye. So I'm not saying a secretarial notation on all these, I don't mean that, but if anything of significance comes up in any of these, and people do take some notes, there ought to be some follow-up and report about it. And my knowledge, and I don't pinpoint any one person, for years, this has not happened. Mm-hmm. And I've taken part in all of these over the years, and there has not been a follow-up or report. And as to the closed meeting report, you don't have to use names, but what was it all about? I think that can be said and ought to be said. I have no idea what you're even talking about. And the matter of Bella, Chris, I don't know what that's all about either. Name or no name, we should know what's going on, and it should be handled in an appropriate manner, which may or may not be the case here. I don't know.
My name is Reed Bettis, and I'm here to talk about the finances. All of us here in this room try hard for KPFK to make it a life station to the community. And this station has two faces. I've been listening to KPFK since 61 or 64, I don't remember, on and off, and very strong after Khomeini incident. Okay? KPFK has two faces. One of them is KPFK, the KPFK originally met, and then it has KKK. There is racism in KPFK by, and it's filtering in. I don't know how it's going in, and I know who's at the bottom of it. I've heard comments, not just from me, myself here, but from other people that have heard them, from two individuals at KPFK that are mastering KPFK. And I know you're a good guy, Mr. Duncan. I think they're using you. They're using you. Old management, which is in control, is using you. So I just I want KPFK to go up, and if we continue with these two individuals, it's going to go down.
What are the two individuals?
The two individuals is Ian Masters, number one. He's the one running the whole show, KPFK. And the other one, the other puppet, is Mickey Mouse, Eminem,
Don.
Minsky, and Masters.
I've not experienced
Mickey
that.
Mickey Mouse.
No.
Thank you, Lucy. Can I ask that we just remind our members not to, the public is speaking, to allow them to just speak and not interrupt them and not make it a conversation, allow them to speak unfettered.
Thank you.
Senator,
would
you like to respond?
Yeah, I'll respond to any of those. Augustine, I did see a paper trail not long after I got here that detailed why McArthur was off the air. I did see it. I mean, I could probably find it relatively quickly. I want to impress upon you, though, that nobody has an alienable right to airtime on KPFK. And we have a lot of people wanting it, and we want, and we have to try and do a balancing act there. What I'm saying to you is I did see it. It failed very early in the piece, and I can probably find that without too much difficulty. Bella, thank you for your comments. I'm not entirely sure what violations you are referring to, but I'm happy to talk to you about that in a two-way conversation, because I'm interested in finding out about that.
That
is a violation of what in particular, what I'm saying.
Our mission statement is number one.
Thank you. Nancy, I appreciate your comments too on the arbitron question. It is a big question, and also I'm sorry that some of the things you want to listen to are not on at the times that you want to listen to them. Things are tough all over, and a lot of us could say the same thing. But I do appreciate you making your comments, and I will take them back with me. I always do. Israel, when we do the report to the listener, it has been customary for me anyway when I do it to follow up the next time we do that report to the listener on specific questions and comments that have been made, or actually act on them. It's difficult to get real clarity on what people want, because everybody's a radio program, you know, everybody. So everybody wants something different and expects it. But we do generally try to follow up on specific questions that are asked during those reports. In fact, when I do them myself, I do make a point of noting those and following them up the next time around on the air. I can impress upon the members of the LSB who do those reports to try and do the same thing. Rudy, I appreciate you taking the time to make your comments. I also appreciate the many, many hundreds of phone calls you've made to the comments line that say more or less that, and we do listen to them. Then we don't agree with you, but we do listen to them.
Time is up.
Can you have
45 seconds?
Not on my watch.
Okay, we move on to item number 8, CMB report. We have two presentations.
There was a motion that was brought to the CMB updating our policy regarding staffing, both paid and unpaid staff. And it was really outdated. The midnight needed to be updated.
From point of personal privilege, please speak louder.
Okay. There was a motion brought by a PMB committee, the FRAT, as a matter of fact, your committee, you were formerly on, so you may have worked on this. And this was to update our policy manual for staff, for paid and unpaid staff. And the PMB decided to refer it both to personnel with and to the staff around the management, actually, around the network because it had not been vetted by everyone and to HR. Anyway, it needed more vetting because several questions came up about it. So that I saw as a positive. That was my position as well. In terms of the elections committee that I serve on, we have requested from the executive director to let us know what the status is with the hiring of an national election supervisor. It needed to be done per the bylaws by the end of March. I have not received any response on the PMB or the elections committee. We have written in the elections committee as similar to last year, both a short one and a long one that we expected to be posted to the particular site, but it hasn't been posted yet. So, I can't comment on what's going to happen to this year's schedule. A lot of concern because we don't want to end up like we did last year with a truncated election time frame. And I think that was about it, Brenda. There's another committee.
So I'm the secretary for the coordinating committee. And for the coordinating committee, we met yesterday. Yes, we met yesterday. So we met yesterday, and some of the things that we followed up from last time is we're trying to make the meeting run more smoothly on the PMB. So it's something that we shared sentiments on the local level. And so we've been working on trying to do the timing as we can here on the local level. Another thing that we brought up, that we share the same sentiments with the elections committee is in regards to the status of the elections, because as the bylaws state, we are way behind on the status of our elections. So we put forward a motion to get an update on that. Another thing regarding the coordinating committee, we're still working on when to have our in-person meetings, and we are looking at possibly when all the budgets are submitted to the National Finance Committee, so that way we can look over the budgets from each station. So there's a possibility that the next in-person meeting will be sometime in September, and it will probably take place either in D.C. or in Houston. We're still working on that. And then we also discussed in the coordinating committee with regards to some type of strategic plan for each of the stations. And that's something that we're going to be following up on, but it's also going to be discussed within the development committee, which meets tomorrow, which I'm also a part of. So we're going to be looking at how to move forward with Pacifica. But a lot of this has been difficult since we don't have a clear financial picture, because we don't have finances from the national office at all. We don't have a clear sense of where the money is, what areas we're over budget, what areas, how's our cash flow. A lot of these questions are still yet to be seen because we don't have that information available to us, and neither does the National Finance Committee, which maybe might become difficult. But that's it.
Okay, and I serve on four committees, affiliate committee, and there are about 170 stations, and it would be a good way for us to broadcast what we're doing and to find out what they're doing across the country. There are many stations that carry our programming, and we might be interested in sharing some of those ideas. So we'll vet there. Programming committee hasn't met yet. I represent KTSK on the finance committee. We've met a few times and have dealt with a couple of issues, one in particular concerning our local station, which I think is been resolved concerning the lockbox. So I think that we're underway.
My personal privilege, no mic.
I'm sorry about that, Mike. And you may have heard about the corporate status. We do have corporate status now established, thanks to some release, the IED, who went back and corrected paperwork that had not been submitted in 2007 to the state of California. WBAI in New York has its antenna paid for. WPFW in Washington, D.C. is on the verge of a move. There are some personnel issues. I chair the personnel committee. We are looking at the CD search. We're going to place new ads, and we had approval by the KBSK Finance Committee and Bernard to pay the bills for the ads through KBSK, as has been done with the previous search committee chair through WBAI in New York. The handbook is being distributed electronically, and along with that will go a note asking people to send their responses to an email that I've set up, and then that will be reported back to the next meeting of the PNB. And we are in the process of hiring a CFO. We'll have an update about that at our next in-person meeting.
Any other
Another simple question. Is there any reason why the national committees haven't been putting out meeting notices? I serve on the governance, the programming committee, and the audit, and I haven't received any notices in terms of any meetings or conference calls.
They're posted on KPFTX.
Yeah, I can respond to that question. So the issue is that most of the committees, and that was something that I was going to add, haven't been convened. And it's been very difficult because some of the our chair, vice chair, and treasurers on the PMD don't want us to convene the meetings as directors. So they need, if they sit on the committee, they want to convene it. So there have been issues with regards to the National Elections Committee being convened already and meeting, and they didn't want it to meet. The Audit Committee still hasn't been convened, so hopefully I'll probably be talking to Fred Blair, since he was chair of the Audit Committee last year, and he's on it this year, to potentially convene that. As far as the governance, I'll refer to Lydia to keep this on that committee.
Yeah, I'm not on that committee, but I wanted to say that the other problem was because WPFW had not, as of this week, earlier this week, had not picked their LSC members, but also for the sitting members, like on the elections committee, several members from the LSBs that were known and are on the list as being on the committee have not been receiving the notices. So I don't know what that's about, but there have been a lot of notice glitches. Directors, the newly seated directors, many of them were not receiving the PMD notices. So I don't know. Something is glitchy sometimes when we try new things, it doesn't work. So I don't know. But we are making inquiries.
Michael?
Can I claim my time back real quick?
No, so just let us know. Also, send us an email, all four of the
I'll do that, but, just to refer to KPTX and look at the meeting notices, I understand that. I mean, I haven't been born yesterday, but there's no telephone number left to plug into the meeting. That's what I'm talking about.
Michael?
I had a couple of things to add around the PNB Elections Committee. We did constitute a working group to look at the problems of the last election, and that group has met a couple of times, and one of the top items on that from last time was the postponement that took place that made it almost impossible to have a successful election, and we're very concerned about the fact that we're past the bylaw date of March when a national election supervisor was supposed to be hired, and we've asked the haven't gotten that.
Nobody cares about
it. Excuse me, please. There's no microphone. Please have some listen.
But I would invite, again, people who have suggestions or ideas. We're trying to come up with a list of solutions to problems that we've identified, and in particular, identifying and mandating particular people to carry out particular responsibilities by certain date so that a red flag will go up if it hasn't been done, and somebody will be held accountable at each stage of the election process. We're hoping that will be forwarded to the PNB after the next election committee. The committee was convened finally officially by the vice chair of the PNB. We had the meeting in the interim because there was a lot of work to be done, and we're still waiting for the WPFW LSD members. We do have a PNB member from WPFW. On the Finance Committee, some of this will come up in the judge's report, but the Finance Committee did also, in the absence of the CFO, send a letter to the IED asking for profit and loss statements, balance sheet, cash flow, and other documentation that was necessary, and we haven't, at the last I heard, we still haven't gotten that either.
The last you heard, why?
We still haven't received it.
Okay.
Judge Nathan?
I remember it was a year or two ago. I remember perhaps a year or two ago. Is that good?
Yeah.
About a year or two ago, I had asked as a member of this board that the PNB act on putting calendar information on the national website, because it seems that the Pacifica National website is a big zero for anyone that wants to go there for almost any information. So I'd urge the members of the PNB who are representatives of this body to please try to get management to move the information off of the obscure Texas website and onto the national website where people are prone to go. A quick question for John Crumshaw. You said the handbook was sent electronically. And I
will be sent electronically.
What handbook? I just missed what it was.
Personnel handbook.
Personnel.
An updated personnel handbook.
And the corporate status that was updated. So were we operating with the national network operating not as a corporation? Or what?
We lost our corporate status because we were suspended because the state of California had not received paperwork dating back to 2007.
How long were we without the proper documents?
Compliance.
Well, it was mentioned at the meeting in New York in February, and immediately upon the heels of that, somebody took our name Pacifica Foundation, so we have to get our name back. It's a registered trademark. We have now been called Pacifica Foundation Radio.
We lost our name?
Yep. Well, we're getting our name back. We have to, some corporation in China claimed it.
You have to pay a lot to get them.
Thank you.
Four?
This is more point of it or something. John, can you, Gary, can you send me the list of the members of these PMB? Who signed up for which committee for the PMB? I couldn't find the list this morning, and I know they want to convene the governance meeting, and I was asked who's on the governance committee from here, and I couldn't find my list, so that might move this convening of PMB meeting.
Just send it to the whole board, John. Yeah, I know, just send it again.
Well, I can't find it. It came up today,
You have about 5 more minutes on this item, Marcy?
I can kind of adjust, but I'd like to see the actual website, the national website, a little bit fuller and off of Texas. But I also would like to commend Summer Reed for uncovering things that happened in 2007 that we never dealt with and why this is allowed to happen. There's hopefully going forward, there will be with the new CFO some definite checks and balances put in, because it's extremely disturbing as a local station board member trying to raise money for Pacifica Network that we found ourselves in this position. So they had to deal with the storm back in New York, et cetera, et cetera. We've been through a lot in the last several months, and I think we're holding up pretty darn well. So I'd like to give her big thumbs up on dealing with uncovering handwritten ledgers. I mean, guys, this is what you're being about. Handwritten ledgers, please. Okay, thank you. That's all I have to say.
I've been gone from KKFA for a year, and then I come back, and it seems like nothing has changed, but except for one thing, now for the first time in I don't know how long, it's been a decade or more, there's an effective, smart national director. And John, I'd like to ask you a question. Why in the world do you want to have any kind of search to replace her? I mean, if there's one committee that ought not to be convening at the national level, it's the search committee. You should be happy with what you have and keep Summer as long as you can and pay her well. I mean, no, it's astonishing that what have the previous directors been doing there? It's like they just sit on their seats and collect salaries and engage in identity politics.
Can I just answer that, Chris?
Yeah.
Simply that the previous search committee was established apart from the personnel committee. They concluded that there were not a sufficient number of qualified candidates, and they passed the date that was set for presentation to the PMB. Therefore, the committee had to now, under personnel, because they abolished the search committee, the personnel committee will engage in the search through the end of May, and at that point, present the information to the PMB.
All you have to do is search
point of information.
It's not a point of information.
I just want to clarify this, because you're speaking to something that's completely incorrect. We have an interim executive director by nature of her seat as the chairman of the national board. Am I incorrect?
No, I heard that.
She was elected
by the board.
Until they hire someone through a vetting process.
It is a decision, but it's not by virtue of being the chair of the board. She was hired.
Then she's not a permanent hire. The point is it's not a matter of do we replace her. It's a matter that she's a placeholder until we've hired somebody that's better.
Is somebody else or hire her?
She can run for the job.
Anybody who replaces her needs to have their head examined or removed.
I would like to provide a reminder in respect for all of the people listening to this meeting that this is a process, and I understand that board members may have expressed their passion, but be mindful that a process needs to take place. I understand, and you move with that passion to democratic process, and I just wanted to make sure that reminder was there to kind of balance out. Moving people into positions without public process that are properly noticed legally to keep us in compliance. Let's be mindful and respectful of our community and our listeners. Tim?
Well, I'm not sure. There is a process. All permanent jobs have to be openly posted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just federal law. So. It's a process, but
it's federal
law,
so
you can't just put somebody in.
So, 30
seconds, Lauren?
Yeah, so, John, on the potential. So, when you say that we're looking to pay to start advertising, are you saying that we're going to get a credit card or your credit card payment?
This will be done through the station.
Done through the station for the PD. I thought you were talking about
for the ED.
For the ED.
Why?
Why through the station?
Why through the our station?
Michael, would you like to explain this?
We're at time on this item, so I can explain it.
I want to ask the. Hold on, Will. You will ask me in a second.
Next item on the agenda is public comment. If anybody would need a notice through email to subscribe to KPFK, this is an email list you can subscribe to from the public or from anywhere. Please read the notices from Mr. Goodman.
Would you read it?
And then I'll pass it around. It's KPFK_announce-subscribe@yahoogroups.com. And then this will go back.
Just real quick. Double check that.
For the PMB people, do you people have enough insurance for slanderous statements that are made by people in power here, and specifically the general manager who stated that there was, when after Alan Minsky, my presence, the presence of two other people, said that he called Mr. Duncan, and Mr. Duncan said, yeah, there is something to the effect that the house has been banned. I have never seen any of us in our collective, we have never seen any paper to that effect, and that has been a lie. So I am slandered because I'm bringing up this issue, and you made the statement, nobody can guarantee a place here. I didn't say that. I didn't bring it up. You brought it up to see what really happened. So you got to watch yourself, because we're going to be getting an attorney to deal with this issue. I want to see, you said I can look it up someplace that it's around, and maybe it's there, we'll find it, and, you know, we'll bring it forth. But it never has been given to La Causa.
The Pacifica Foundation hosts three major websites, one for the affiliates, one for the foundation, and one other one, probably for the national office, more or less. Anyway, we had a full-time webmaster for that about 6 years ago, and he was laid off when we cut down national office staff. So those websites and the national and Pacifica.org are essentially unadministered. Our national technical director, John Amela, is responsible for the technical infrastructure of the whole network, including broadcasting and communication between stations. So it's a low priority. So the way he's handled, like, the national board meetings that we used to have to post on Pacifica.org is under PMB calendar, it redirects to KPFTX calendar. KPFTX, which is volunteer run, it now holds the audio for LSB meetings, national committee meetings, minutes, agendas, plus a new feature allows all the members of all the national committees, if their email addresses are on file, the person who schedules a national meeting for teleconference can send an email to all the committee members at the click of a button.
It seems that this is the opportunity for me to present my position as to what transpired 2 days ago at the Finance Committee meeting. It was the second meeting I attended. The first one was on the 5th of April. In both of those meetings, Kim Kaufman, who is now absent, refused to acknowledge me appropriately every time I raised my hand. The first meeting, most of the people that showed up 2 nights ago were absent, with excuses. So there were a handful of us, a couple of people came in, showed up just for the vote, to give Kim the vote, and then disappeared. In other words, Michael, as the treasurer, not once said, hey, Bella has her hand out, why isn't she being acknowledged? All along I'm trying to help him, help the process, as I am a professional bookkeeper of many years.
I got so fed up, I was so exhausted and tired, that at some point, and even Margie, who was her first time, said, "Hey, Bella has her hand up, why are you not calling her?" Jim simply looked at me twice, said, "I know." And we look somewhere else and speak with somebody else and allow someone else to speak. Finally, I got very upset. I had about a few sheets in my hand. I took the sheets and I went like that. Right? And that was the extent of my abuse. And this person violated Robert's rule all along because she and a couple of her friends controlled the conversation. And me, I was trying to bring up the important issues at that committee. And this is the extent of what transpired that night. I immediately that night sent out a transmittal explaining my side and what had happened.
Thank you.
I come here to speak on behalf of a number of people who have been critical of Pacifica nationally and locally regarding your coverage of Africa, in particular Zimbabwe, Cote d'Ivoire, Sudan, Libya, and contemporarily also in the Middle East and Syria. The fact that these nations are anti-imperialist nations, you look at the role of women, national religious groupings, for instance Christians, economic development, the breakaway from neoliberal agenda, yet Dr. Gerald Horn, Nathan McKinney, so many people criticize Pacifica and KTFK for supporting this notion of humanitarian intervention, for supporting this notion of destabilization through surrogate groups, which violates Pacifica's national mission of witness contradictions with their nation, let them resolve it peacefully, and the principle of self-determination. Whether it's national programming, Amy Goodman, or local programming, whether it's a Sonali, Market, etc., 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 they consistently support the United States, NATO, Israel, and Al Jazeera, who targets directly has an involvement in the overthrow of progressive anti-imperialist regimes in Africa and in the Middle East, especially in Africa. And the countries I mentioned are anti-imperialist, and I've been in these countries. I'm about to go to Syria on the side of the government because I understand the history of Syria. My education, my experience for 4 years has been in terms of African affairs. So my concern is for the local station board to begin to fulfill its mission to see that Pacifica's national mission is applied to programs and that other point of views of the oppressed in Africa is realized. Thank you.
Quakers would automatically leave some silence here. Since we virtually eliminated our public meeting for the new corporation, apparently the National Board meets all the time telephonically, and I'm sure that anyone's interested in our station, our six units, listen to these long telephonic meetings. I know I do. And Lydia's, what she broadcasts about the new HR manual, that is wrong. In listening to the motion that was passed in the last telephonic meeting, any employee that's affected by that manual should have a chance to vet it and review it before it happens. The last the manual we're working with was put in by the old coup back in 96, and then the interim one that came in 04 demands that every paid employee, excepting our engineer, have a college education, and goes on and on for a three-ring binder that's probably 2 inches thick. These kinds of constraints on how Pacifica runs its show comes from corporate America, not the corporation we are. Marla and I probably made a big mistake when we showed up at the Secretary of State's office in Sacramento to review the paperwork on Pacifica and found that nothing was there in 07. Our bylaws have never been submitted, etc., etc., and I know I personally brought that to this board at least twice in the intervening years. In fact, I probably bought it within a couple of months. And maybe we can pay off the Chinese enough to get our name back.
We're at time on this item for public comment. Do you have anyone to open the
next one? Time's over.
Yeah, time's over. Next public comment is... Directors, response, please. 2 minutes.
I think Doug is correct. I didn't have the motion in front of me, but I think it is for all employees affected by the personnel policy.
Can you speak louder? We cannot hear.
I said I believe Doug is correct. I didn't have the motion in front of me, but I think it will be going to all of the employees paid and unpaid.
And then could you mention for the stream what email they're supposed to be emailing it to? Any of the comments for the personnel?
That information will go through each station, presented to management, to the staff.
We move to the next item. We have 20 minutes for a governance committee report. Be mindful that we have three motions.
But I do want to encourage people, if we don't have enough time here to recap everything that goes on at the PMD meeting, if more of us did what Doug is doing, which is to log on, it could be at your convenience, because you can go to the archives and listen to it. And so I would urge people to please do that.
Thank you.
And governance committee. Okay, so since John Wager had an excused absence, I'm going to give the quick governance committee report. So we had a couple of things that were presented during the governance committee meeting on Monday. And one of them is in regards to the election, and I know that there was a motion that we had presented last month, but we were told to take it back to governance and fix it up. So the elections committee motion reads as follows. The KPFK LSV requests that the KPFK general manager draft a written report on the 2012 KPFK LSV election. The report shall include an explanation of election failures, suggestions for improvement, a log of on-air cart broadcast, and a complete station staff list, which shall not be made public. The GM may draw upon or append records, reports generated by the local and national election supervisors. The report shall be completed and submitted to the LSV by May 14, 2013. The report will be forwarded to current LSV members of the 2012 candidates and shall be posted on kpfk.org. The GM is requested to obtain the required elections report from the local election supervisor. Now, this motion was in regards to us trying to get a better picture of what happened last year and how we can move forward for this year. So we're hoping that the general manager would be able to provide us a clearer picture to be able to move forward for the elections that are happening in the next couple of months.
I just wanted to add that the date is so that it can reach the task force that or the subcommittee that Michael referred to from the National Elections Committee that's compiling all of this information throughout the network.
So that's the first motion. The second motion is in regards
to...
Okay, so...
Any comments on the
agenda?
It's at the back, it's at the end of the minutes. If anybody wants to read along the agenda, back of the agenda. It's the top one, the top 10 drawings.
I'd like to motivate this because it came out of governance and also took into account Tim's concerns and Tim's concerns when it came to the on-air cards, you know, that report on that and the staff piece that you wanted, and Kent's piece as well. So I'm hoping that we can move on this and not take up so much time.
Kim?
I just have a comment before it goes to the task force that should be reviewed by us who were involved. I mean,
yeah.
You know, when the general manager makes his report, we should review it before it goes.
Yeah, it's going to come to us first.
Task force.
That's what's in the motion.
Okay.
Right. We did.
Also, just wanted to put up, I guess not everybody was aware of the last time when the CD-SIS committee kind of sheet went around.
Oh,
so we didn't know that one had gone around for sign-ups. So
we already have a number for that.
Some people weren't aware that we're present.
The motion was never read. There was no
discussion about it. But the special can already be failed. Can we discuss one thing at a time?
On the motion as far as mandating the general manager draft this report, I would ask that since he's a member of this board and he's present and this motion affects him, he has a chance to speak either in favor or against the motion, if he so desires.
Mm-hmm. No, he's not a member of the LSC.
He's
not a voting member, though.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. After his vote. If you would like to comment, if you don't, no.
Well, just in terms of
he doesn't want to comment.
Well, one order on the front, another one.
Okay, that's
fine. Question. Just a question. I'm sorry, I'm a little confused. Are we being asked to vote on anything under item 11?
I just had mixed up on the back of it.
Which one is before us now for discussion and vote?
Referred election motion.
Gotcha.
That's
okay.
The second one.
Thank you.
Wait.
Is the motion referring to the PD search committee?
Mm-hmm. One at the top.
Yeah, so one at the top. Sorry for the mixed match. So the LSV shall constitute and populate a new program director search committee, the PDSC, in compliance with the PD search process outlined in the Pacifica National Board, and launch a renewed search for a permanent KPSK program director. So the resolve that in accordance with past practice and current policy, the PDSC shall conduct non-personnel, non-confidential parts of its process, such as criteria being to evaluate, candidates or about where and how to advertise the opening for transparency of public input consistent with the program director's job description. So the idea is just to reconstitute the program director search committee, and then the parts that we can have the public be a part of that committee, we will go ahead and do so, and then the parts that are in executive session will be done so with just other events.
Madam Chair, can I request a point of personal information? What is the current status
of what?
Just to bring me up to speed, of the current status of the the program director.
Can I respond, Chair?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the current status is that we still have an interim program director, and there was a program director search committee that was constituted last year, but the interim executive director eliminated that particular pool, or eliminated the process because of a breach of confidentiality. So we're presenting today to constitute a new program director search committee.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next is Ken.
Yeah, I have a problem with this motion. Just as a point of information, the National Board hasn't selected a CFO yet, and the search committee for the ED came up with an inadequate number of people. The PD search committee here, which I was part of, took too long. And after all that work and many candidates and coming up with a reasonable pool of three candidates was sabotaged and disbanded because people leaked the information and destroyed the work of the committee. If we do it again, it's going to happen again. I don't think the bylaws call for a search committee. I think it could be another way that should be developed, because these search committees are not being effective here or in other stations or at the national board. It's too subject to politics. because the members of the committee, it's all being done by people on the board. If there's a possibility of hiring a firm to come up with some candidates or something, but this process is going to fail over and over again because of politics. I oppose the motion of forming another search committee.
We need a team.
Kim?
I just want to say, when we elected or was elected or volunteered for committees, I didn't have the PMB committees, but I had the local committees, and the people that signed up for the program director search committee was Chuck Anderson, Auntie Nay, Rodrigo, Fred Blair, John Crumshaw, Ariana Novick, Steve Fries, and John Wenger. Mm-hmm. There's the committee. Those are the people who wanted to be on the committee.
Yeah, I mean, I respectfully disagree wholeheartedly with Mr. Aaron's rendition of history, because it's history that our listeners and other three members, as part of their fiduciary capacity to vet and take resumes for GM and for PD, and that's in the bylaws.
We have 9 more minutes on the item, 1 more minute. And Michael Brenda Lydia. Yeah, my understanding is that the past practice is that the members of a PD are elected by the OSC, they're not just a volunteer position. We had an election last time because the members had left the previous PD committee, and we elected some additional members to fill those ranks. There's nothing wrong with the political process. That's the nature of living in a democracy, because things are a political process. The PND has adopted new criteria for how such a committee should function if it is created by the LC. The LC has the option to do the search itself, but I think that's sadly absurd on its face. So I think we should adopt this motion and then go back to the process of populating a new program director search committee to carry out the functions as described separately in the attachment here. How to go about doing that in compliance with the PND criteria.
Brenda?
I know. Michael is correct. I mean, as an LSV, per the bylaws, we're the ones that conduct this search in order to make a recommendation to the GM. So we can, all 24 of us can do it if we choose to, or we can create a committee. It is our choice. This is a motion. So the only options that the bylaws gives us are those two, unless we want to abdicate it altogether, which is ridiculous. But nevertheless, okay, so that's one. And in terms of the sign-up, it's just like signing up for the other committees. Nothing is over until it's codified some way, because there could be 20 people who sign up, and there's only 11 per the PMD motion, or not enough, and there was no cutoff time for signing up for that committee. There was no definition of the committee. Nothing was read. There was just a sheet of people who were interested in the committee. We do this at the PMD when we form committees. At the in-person meetings, we sign up. We also learn that people can also, per Robert, nominate from the floor, and so on and so forth. So we don't know if we're going to need an election. We don't know if all 24 members are going to want to sign up to be on the PD search committee, or what's involved, but it was just a volunteer sign-up sheet. Not the same as formalizing the committee. We haven't even decided if we're going to have it.
I've been made aware that it is a process that if a committee is formed, it must immediately be populated, which would mean we would need to hold an election immediately. So on that basis, I would offer a friendly amendment to the committee's motion, that the motion is as written, with the amendment that at our next LSB meeting, we'll have a special order to hold an election to populate that committee with the current LSB member.
Second.
I can tell you that would be only fair to the people who already felt they were on the committee,
like Ankeny is not here. So I think that that would be the place for us.
Okay. Here at Ken. In reference to the bylaws, does anybody have the bylaws to hand? As I recall, the LSP is in charge of hiring, evaluating, and possibly terminating the program director. It doesn't say you have to have a hearing committee. So it says you are responsible for hiring, evaluating, and terminating. You have that power. It doesn't say search committee. This could, this body could select a firm to come up with six candidates, and then we could debate about that and hire one. I don't, you know, if we pick somebody from the audience to be PD, that might be a violation of the federal hiring requirements. But it doesn't say that we have to have a certain committee. And you just have to face the fact that this LSB is not capable of electing or selecting a proper program director.
Can a parliamentarian
respond? Then how do we do it?
The federal bylaws give the responsibility for this position to the local station board with the language that it may, use the word may, use the committee for the service.
That's what I said. We're running out of time for this item, so we're going to make it around. Someone's at the last of the stack, so.
Michael, you had your hand up?
I didn't make eye contact with it.
Steve had his hand up too.
The next one I spotted was Kim, and then Chris, then Steve, then Michael. And then maybe a vote.
And the new rules say 7 to 11 people. So only if there were more than 11 people would we need an election to choose who was on it. There are not more than that who were interested in doing it. With the exception of Chris, who was not here at the time.
The LSD has to decide how many. Chris, and we gave it to Lane.
I don't understand why the people who want to be on the committee can't just be on the committee. It doesn't exceed the number that's allowed to be on the committee. I don't understand why this is getting more complicated.
If it's charged with the LSD to do this search for a program director, and we all know that the LSB could not, even if its life was at stake, keep it confidential. Why was a breach of confidentiality grounds for terminating the last search?
I'll tell you.
Thank you. Later. Is that your question?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Thomas, Dr. Lee.
There was an invitation for anybody to come back and see if they could get
a
Michael?
Of course. So just to clarify, the committee carried out its responsibility, came to the LSB with a recommendation for three candidates. The LSB accepted the report and voted to extend the field to five, and then to extend the field of consideration for the five beyond what had been presented to them by the committee. At that point, the LSB degenerated into an inability to carry out any further responsibility on the question. For various reasons, then, in any case, that previous conduct of the committee process is completed. We remain as an interim program director. We need to pick a permanent program director. The proposal before us is that we do it by constituting a new program, the search committee in compliance with the new process outlined by the national board, which came subsequent to the creation of that committee.
Thank you, Michael.
Prior to the creation of this committee, and I will point out that those procedures allow for non-LSD members to serve as such a committee. So that's why the question of constituting the committee and populating it is before us. I agree with the motion, the amendment that Dutch provided that we finish that process next month, allowing people who are interested in being on the committee to put their names forward, and then we will select, as we do, all elections are by SPV, as they always are, because of the bylaws.
We have two more minutes on the side, and then one more motion. Well, can we take a vote?
I'll move the question.
Move the question.
Is there any objection to the amendment?
What is the amendment?
This means that we, I'll repeat the amendment, that we add the addendum that the next LSB meeting is when we elect that PDC committee under special order.
Is there an objection?
Instead of right now.
I just have a question. Is there a set number for the committee? We're electing how many?
7 to 11.
Those opposed to defend the amendment? Abstention?
Chair can tell
Members of the audience, please